Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Castology.
Hello and welcome to a tiny sode of Castology that's all about me. That's right, it's the Liz Cast, and I am Liz Best here with my fellow castologists
Zane C. Weber
and
Nick Bleeker.
And this is a tiny sode where I've picked a topic and I'm just going to talk about shit that I like. And the guys are going to chime in about some stuff.
Is it stuff that I like?
Well, it should be because you recommended some of them.
Hooray!
So my topic this week, I stole it from Zane's, which is shows that were not recommended by me that I still listen to or would still listen to if they were still releasing. Basically, it's stuff.
What a great idea.
Stuff that, yeah, I know. Like, I don't know where great ideas come from. They just appear sometimes. Okay, this is in no particular order at all, but the first one I'm going to pop on this little list is Wild Wild Tech. Now, did not expect to like this because, fuck, like, I don't want to listen to podcasts about tech. Like, it sounds Zane Dry, but it wasn't Zane Dry.
It was
Nick something.
Nick Tepid?
Nick Tepid? No, Nick.
Humid?
Luke, Nick Warm? I don't know.
Oh, Nick Warm's coming. Nice.
Well, Zane Dry, Liz Unmentionable.
No.
And Nick.
I don't know. What's something between moist and dry?
Well, maybe we have to upgrade it from Liz Moist to Liz Wet.
And then Nick Moist. All right, done. This is Nick Moist.
Nick Moist.
So basically, it's they've done a podcast that's about how tech shapes our culture in interesting ways. So things about like scientists using World of Warcraft to help learn how to fight COVID, or you know, there's like Disney and why they blur out people's butts and stuff.
Disney, what's with that?
What's with the blurring of the butts? But yeah, so it's Jordan, Erica Weber and Joshua Rivera. And I actually really like the mix of chattiness as well as actual interviews, as well as it being nicely produced. And it just, like, I find it interesting and really easy to listen to.
It was
and
a really interesting approach to the topics.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And good topics as well.
Yeah. The second podcast that is on this list is, if they were still releasing, I would still be listening to it, Wind of Change.
Hey.
I've got to put Wind of Change on there. That was cooked.
Like, I keep forgetting how much you both loved that podcast.
Honestly, it's like Pantheon. Like,
because if you've got like music that I just want to be like, fuck yeah to, as well as a really cool story involving spies and the CIA and like, it's just like, what didn't it have, really? So yes, if anybody didn't listen to that particular episode or another episode where we've put it on a best of list, it's basically the theory / highly suggested theory that the song Wind of Change by the Scorpions was written by the CIA to control people.
Just propaganda
and influence people, and I kind of love it. Okay, so the next one that I put on there is Shipworm.
Oh,
okay.
Now, the reason why I've popped this on the list is because I've been hearing so many different full-length movie podcasts coming out right?
And
this was the first. And I loved the format, and I love that people are jumping on board with it because I really, really enjoy the idea of, like, sometimes my eyes are really sore, but I want to watch a movie. But I don't want to watch a movie. I'm just going to listen to a movie.
Yeah.
And this was a really nicely designed, really immersive audio, interesting concept movie podcast. Audio, what are they calling them?
I'm going to call it a feature podcast.
Feature podcast.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's on my list.
Maybe feature narrative podcast. Yeah.
Feature length podcast. I don't know. But anyway, I really enjoyed it. Another one that I still listen to quite religiously is Scam Goddess.
Hey.
Now, I love Scam Goddess. It's Lacey Mosley basically keeping listeners up to date on different, current rackets, digging deep into the latest scams and breaking down the historic hoodwinks among some of your favorite comedians. It's like true comedy. Sorry. It's like true crime without all the death. It's true fun crime.
I wouldn't call it fun, but yeah, true comedy crime.
Yeah, true comedy crime. And between that and like Swindled and stuff like that, it's the first time I went, oh, crime doesn't all have murder in it. And I'm into it.
It does integrate comedy well into the true crime format.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You don't feel awkward.
I don't feel awkward laughing at a victim or a perpetrator of someone that did something really dodgy. I'm just like, you dickhead.
Yeah.
You dicky, scammy dickhead.
When the stakes aren't life or death, it is a little bit more leeway to make fun of the situation.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And the last one that I am popping on the list is a very, very recent one, Knife Point Horror. Which was a Zane recommendation. Yeah. So basically
that's a good sleep podcast.
Yeah, but also not because it's terrifying. So it's Tales of the Super I can't talk in this episode. Tales of Supernatural Suspense, written and produced by Soren Narnia. Now, I love the fact that this is Creative Commons, so should you wish to make a play out of one of the stories, go ahead and do it. And it's just, it seems like so much more than just one person writing and producing some stories.
It's so polished.
It is so much more than the sum of its parts. Yeah. So much more. It's so evocative. It's so, immersive in a way that's not, sound coming from every direction, but like I'm sitting across a campfire with just one person staring into their eyes while they're telling me this story.
It's not immersive, but it has your whole focus.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. It's like I am immersed in it without it being immersive. Mm. Music by Kevin MacLeod. And I was very taken with it. So I'm going to keep listening to that.
Yeah. It's a good list.
Yeah.
I like it.
Good. Thank you. I was just going through all the lists and picking out the ones that I was going, yes, yes, yes. So those are my rundown. So Wild Wild Tech, Shipworm, Wind of Change, Scam Goddess, and Knife Point Horror.
I need to go back to Wild Wild Tech. I think I let it go for a bit and I think I need to go back
to it.
I
do think you do. I just every time I let it go for a little bit and then whenever I listen to it, I think, why don't I listen to this all the time? Mm. This is great.
I feel like they did go on a break at some stage. That's probably why.
I
haven't listened to it for a while. They came back, but I stopped listening, I think, when they took a break or something like that. But yeah,
I guess the lesson is we're never allowed to take breaks.
You've got to manage the list, and when you're managing the list, you've got to be ruthless. And if they're not producing currently, that's unfortunately
tough.
It's a tick.
I know, I know.
Also, before we sign off, Happy New Year. This is the first one of the year.
Oh, hey.
So,
Happy New Year.
I feel special. First podcast of the year and it's all about me.
So new year, new podcast. Go listen to some of our old recommendations.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And give us a rating, review or subscribe. And if you want to suggest a podcast to us, we're on all our social medias, which we've been a little bit slack on. We had someone contact us going, did your social media break? And I'm like, no, we're just slack. Because
we broke.
Yeah, we broke.
Social media.
I was like, it takes so much work to produce these podcasts that social media is a lot. Anyway, I have been Liz Best here with
Zane C. Weber
and
Nick Bleeker.
Keep listening to podcasts.
Hi, I'm Abby, and this is Alan.
Hello.
We're from the Lunatics Radio Hour podcast, where we explore the history of horror and modern horror storytelling.
We do deep dives into legends like ghost trains or the Headless Horseman or Wendigos.
Available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Including cell phones and computers.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.